Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
People are delivered. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus to break every chain. Swazi Dlamini, yasingenile ke ku the second hour ngayo I three songs in a row. Ngiqale ngo Olani Jwaha. Ethi mhlengi wam u MC ya naye wahlabelela kamnandi ethi ayo likhothamela. Ayi simkhumbule namhlanje u MC ya uSwazi Dlamini uyena siphuma ngaye ethi break every chain. Isikhathi ke 22 after 3 usanda kungena uwamkelekile usekhaya thola umfutho thola uthando la njoba ngihlezi ngisho ngithi siyathanda ukuthi umndeni ka Radio Pulpit ukhule so ngazo zonke ikhathi nje batshele abantu ukuthi sikhona la 24 hours a day ngishilo ke ukuthi uma ngibuya ngizobe ngino Mr. Soli Khalabi.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Soli.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, and you, sister.
Ngiyaphila. Siyabonga ukuthi ube nathi kule ntambama.
Kubonga mina. Ngithathe ithuba ngibingelela bonke abalaleli ngegama leNkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Amen. Amen. Mfundisi JB.
Yes, sis, how are you doing?
Ngiyaphila.
Yes.
Siyabonga ukuthi usivakashele la ekhaya.
It's a pleasure. I couldn't have done it better.
Yebo.
Siyabonga.
Umfundisi uJabu Fakude. Ya uphuma ngale bandleni ngicela ulisha mfundisi
All Winners Church
All Winners
in
Church
Binoni, yes.
Binoni.
Yeah.
Go East Rand.
Yes, definitely.
Go the land of the wise.
Yeah. Yes, you are right.
Yes, siyakwamukela ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya.
Hi, sanibonani emakhaya Jabu Fakude umfundisi uJabu Fakude here.
Amen.
From All Winners Church ngithi ngiyanibingelela ngegama leNkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Abuti Soli.
Yebo awuthi.
Soli Manka Nkhalabi.
Got it right.
Yeah, no hantle ke Soli Nkhalabi Manka.
Oh,
so
okay.
Nkhalabi is my second name.
Oh.
Then Manka ke sifanisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, bengidedekile kahle
hle. Yeah, so iconfusion iba ku social media because ngizibiza ngosoli ngihlalabi. So ngizibiza ngamagama ami kuphela.
Oh, isibonga sikho.
No, isibonga sikho.
Okay.
Then abantu bacabanga ukuthi no, ngihlalabi isibonga dai, isibonga umanga.
Okay. So abaga manga ke kemapedi?
Kemapedi from Limpopo.
Okay.
Zebediel, there's a place called Zebediel Haragwata.
So originally we are from Limpopo.
Originally I'm from Limpopo.
Oh, abutisoli.
Yeah. Abutisoli. Butisoli
pila pila. Butisoli. Yes.
Butisoli.
Are you Solomon or are you Soli?
Oh, well, kisoli.
Oh, okay.
I would love to be Solomon, by the way.
Why Solomon?
I mean, Solomon.
No, I get it. They make it a short version.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, abutisoli, ngenga ngaba briefa kancane ukuthi ubani uSoli kodwa yazi indaba yinhle uma iphuma kumnikazi yena ayikhuluma ngokwakhe ukuthi ungubani uSoli so ushilo ukuthi originally you are from Limpopo and then ukhulele khona eLimpopo
ngikhulele eLimpopo kancane and then later we then moved to Tembisa
okay
because ugogoma wagcina thenga indlu eTembisa
aha.
Yeah, angithi yazi ukuthi abantu abuye emakhaya normally bazoba nendlu ngapha eGauteng.
Yeah.
Then kube nendlu emakhaya futhi. Yeah. So and then ngasithola sengisethembisa manje. Yeah.
So nje uy out yasekasi.
So ngi out yasekasi ngikhulele eKasi primary school eKasi and ne high primary eKasi ne high school eKasi. Yeah.
Okay. So uSoli ukhulu ingane njani?
Yeah, the question is Zuma. I think I would say ngikhule nje ngingani nje e right nje. You know, esikoleni yenza ama basic ayenzwa ingane ezinye.
Yeah.
But ukukhula kwami I think enye into futhi ngithandi kuyihighlight ukuthi umama wami engekho active empilweni yami.
Okay.
Baba wami bengamazi.
Okay.
No. Yeah, so umama wami bekulomuntu lo o beka busy ngento zakho so uzokuthatha kushiye nogogo uhlale nogogo
yena
no rinetsirile mo Gauteng so should be busy somewhere okay and then later utlose kongkhono awuyise ko ko auntie.
Yeah.
And then later le auntie bacabana ubuyele kongkhono. So so that was the kind of my upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, moving from one place to another. So azanga tlaba le a stable place.
Yeah.
You know, as a child you need a robele a stable place. Motlogolang ko teng. Kamilawe eating,
yeah.
You know, kube na ma rules
mm-hmm.
okhulanga phantsi kwawo.
Mm.
Wabona. Yeah. Yeah. So that was my upbringing basically. Wabona.
And as ungumfana, I believe ukuthi bonayo a wish ukuthi kube khona ubaba or a father figure mhlambe empilweni yakho.
Fortunately, that was my wish, but again,
yeah.
I used to look up to my uncle a lot.
Mhm.
Because my mom was a citizen.
Because
remember, my mom was a father figure. Mm. So any opportunity to a child.
Yeah.
Uktola o muntu o
also by father
figure. Baba tuzena.
Yeah.
We then seize the opportunity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had the opportunity there.
Mm.
So fortunately or unfortunately, because it depends on the muntu loyo omthole eduze omthatha ukuthi abe a father figure.
Yeah.
Life in yakho umuntu onjani.
Yeah.
So if umuntu otize,
mm-hmm.
you then follow whatever into ayenza.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So get dependent. So for example, if Pastor JP at that time bega around me. So mm-hmm. I was gonna look up to him. So mm-hmm. he was going to be my father figure at
yeah.
that time. And our pastor. So we are saying Zolandela Ongama I coaching angi payon, yungi kare sang payon. Yeah one. So that's how it is. Most tola umtuan umfana. Uthola nje udinga a father figure.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, a father figure, it was my uncle. And yeah. I'm using the word unfortunately because Bogu Muntu obaga bega very much active in the events of Kebi. Yabon. Begazi Wolokshin. Yabas Lavantabazo Wolokshin.
Brahmama.
Outsheri Koloi fela unana Brahmama.
Yeah.
He was one of those. Outsheri TV fela unana Brahmama.
Yeah.
Hasa irekutla funila mama ngairek.
Yeah.
Wang understand?
Yeah.
So, Nelly and Amutulongor Nelly, father fear. And I used to look up to him a lot.
Mm.
Because Nzerahona Luri later at the P11. Wawan?
Yeah.
So, this is the guy Ulonghore. I just. Like, I used to look up to him. Like, when pay guwe, guwe yonkwe into. Wonka ma movement. Ngenjala kwa nga kona. Ugutla kwa yo. Ngenjala hamba nga kona. So, yeah.
Mm. And then, when I know mfundisi UJB, then nahlanga na kanjani?
Mena mfundisi UJB, slangene recently, because now I realized ukuthi Pastor JB, he's a good teacher of the word of God.
Yeah.
And he's good when it comes to motivation.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked his vision
mm-hmm.
as a man of God. So, basically, it's cool. And then I'm pulling in a good pastor. I think, umuntu ofana nawe angaba nesandla, angaba ne rule edlalayo emajele.
Yeah.
Because as nami bengisejele at one stage in my life,
mm-hmm.
so I transformation yami ngayithola through izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Mm.
So, remember, usejele. Gunabo pastor, ejelas nintu kutuwa kuti prison minister.
Yeah.
So, onka majele, I prison minister, ivumelege. So,
okay.
Amazon, different churches,
yeah.
Nabo pastor batiz, they'll go to prisons by Yoshumayel, izo angulungun. So, nami, nga zitole nga mgelu jesu, njenge nkosu no msindis, nga seje.
Amen.
So, masa nga no pastor JB, nga zitole kuti nama teachings wake, and nange njela, as conduct nga konde. Because remember, you can, unga, ungafundis is the uNkulunkulu. Mara uma ungaliphili.
Yes.
Then it's a different story.
Yeah.
So with him, uyalifundisa and uyaliphila.
Yeah.
So he was a true reflection of how Christ afuna ukuthiphila ngakhona empilweni. So I then said, because of again into engithanda ngayo, he's street smart. His book smart, una wonke ama combination afuneka ukuthi makasa sejele.
Yeah.
Amajita bazo relate naye.
Okay.
Because amajita basejele, you must remember, la abantu bakhule election, baganga, they were involved in different kind of things. So there's a way that you need to, there's a certain approach emluze ngayo in order for you ukuze ukhone ukuthi uba wini, uba lahlele ngale mbusini kaNkulunkulu. So those are the characteristics engazibona kuye.
Yeah.
And then that's how we linked up and then saqala I prison ministry eloko medium B prison.
Oh, khona manje nine prison ministry.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And seven songo futhi na ku Mbono Media House.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mfundisi mhlambo ngasitshela ka kancanyana nje ngayo prison ministry.
Yeah, thank you very much. Usoli came to me some time back and then he proposed this idea. I mean, it was his vision. It's something that it's very close to his heart. And he loves that. As he said that he was once there himself. And so now he wants to give a hand to the people that are still in the, because he knows the struggles of the guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So then he came to me and said, listen, this is my idea. I think maybe you can come in and give a hand into this. And I thought, yeah, why not? I mean, if I can help when it comes to the things of God, why not, you know? So, and then I went, I think the first time was a bit awkward for me because I've never been there myself by the grace of God, because nami ngikhulele lokushini, so I'm not going to claim ngazuthi I was born a born again. I was not born a born again, you know?
Yeah.
So it's something that came in later in my life. So he, as a guy as well, as a young man, elokshini, there are stuff that we did as young men, you know, so that someone else could have ended up in prison. But by God's grace, I never got to be in prison. So it was very awkward when I went there the first time. But then I realized, Uguti, listen, when I got there, it was mostly people of my age, some older, some even the age of my fathers. And but I could see the need in their eyes, the hunger to be rescued, you know, so in their eyes. And I can see with these people, they need help. And the only help that you can give them is hope and the word of God, of course, you know. So direct them to the cross and let them know Jesus. And only to find Uguti Vele, they have been evangelized too. You know, somebody has planted the seed. So I just came in to water what somebody has already planted, but to emphasize on the cross and the work of Jesus Christ. And then on top of that, to give them that hope in life, to say that this is not the end. It does not matter what your card, what years are there in your card. If you carry yourself well, you will see the light of the day at the end of everything else. So that's basically how e-prison ministry started. And and he's very passionate. I mean, I think I found my passion through Usoli as well, because of the passion that he has for prison ministry. And yeah, so now we're enjoying it. That's all I can say. We're enjoying it. I think we love it when we go see the guys. We speak in the language of their guys, you know. So it's not like I come there and then ngibanikeza something that is very awkward to them and I cannot relate. So I speak in the language that they understand. Most of them, obviously, the language is not kind of like a Christian kind of language. So you need to come to their level and don't speak over their heads, you know. So that is one thing that I think, as Usoli said, that I relate to them in that way, because I am from Elokshini, so I know how to speak the Elokshini culture kind of thing. So it works much better. And I can share Jesus in that platform as well with them, and then show them that you don't have to, for you to know Jesus, you don't have to have a different kind of language. You can know him in the language that you speak.
Yeah.
And then let Jesus do the cleaning.
Amen.
He's going to be the one that does the cleaning for you. But come as you are, as the scripture tells us, that you come as you are. Don't think that you will go and wash yourself first and then come in later and then thinking that I'll receive Jesus once I'm cleaned.
Yeah.
No, that's not how it works. You come as you are with your mouth as dirty as it is and with all the language that you speak, but receive Christ and he will do wonders for you.
And you know most yama prisoners bayam lalelo radio pulpit into a yang mangaza, because all the time si thola ama letters thola umuntu abhalila abhalelo bahle
that's nice.
Though abanye thola baya off ramp nje kodwa nje sithanda ukuthi at least siyakwazi ukuthi sixhumane nabo and then sibanikeze isupport esingakwazi ukubanikeza yona even nothando, ngoba I think uma umuntu engaphakathi iyona into ayidingayo kakhulu. And then Butsoli,
yebo,
Mengi checka your biography or la ukhuluma khona ngejourney yakho ungaphakathi ungaphakathi yes u achieve a lot and kuye kwangimangaza kakhulu lokho ukuthi okay most of the time abantu uma bengaphakathi like over stressed you know cabanga izinto eziningi ukuthi eish yabona ngoba manje sengenza lokho nalokho ngingaphandle and but wena kuye kwahluka and then i focus yakho wayithatha wayibeka encwadini so engithanda ukuunderstand la ukuthi kanjani as I'm saying ukuthi mongaphakathi uyacabanga ukuthi ngoba nginabo baby ngoba ngiyasebenza ngoba ngihamba ngeimoto yabana all those things so wena wenze kanjani ukuthi i focus yakho ibe la
it's not busy nomva kancane so before ba bang sentence ngihleli 2 years and 8 months awaiting trial so awaiting trial it means you remain in custody but we attend the case
okay.
We are caught
yeah
so I couldn't qualify for a bail because of the nature of the crime ne so a trial because ngifuna ukuza kule question ngibuzana a trial kule 28 months engihleli at one stage ngisithole sengine group ebese sikhuleka ngayo a trial
okay
so mase sikhuleka because of kunabanye abafethu ababuya abane background e Christianity probably babuya you know background okubeni baba kumfundisi noma makhuya so things njalo so those are the guys we bas leader ngomthandazo then abanye abakwazi ukuhlabelela bahlabelela so mina bengiba yi MC bengirana ama program
okay.
At the same time bekuyimi ngi arrange amanye amaselo ukuthi siye kuyo thandaza
uh-huh.
But as le team le besenza ngakhona so one thing we knew ukuthi besingathandazela ukuphuma besithandazela nje impilo ukuthi i change but obviously at the back of our minds because besasebancane ezwini besingalana besingaliqondi kahle izwi we thought ukuthi but eventually masenza kanje uNkulunkulu uzoba nomusa singathola igwebe eziningi
sithole
nje ezincane
yabo
it didn't happen so ngathola 15 years sengihlele 2 years 8 months so mangifika ejele already besingina this zest yokufuna uNkulunkulu ukufuna ukwazi more ngoNkulunkulu
yabona
because I've never experienced uNkulunkulu I've never been in a situation where ngimamela izwi mangibona ngiyashinyezela ngifundela izwi kaNkulunkulu
yes
and then kula malanga lawa bengasicabanga isikole ukukhuluma iqiniso that's why whatever I achieve behind bars I always give glory to God because for me bengacabanga lutho so kwafika umunye upastor makafika upastor makafika and then wasifundisa ukuthi uJesu simamukela kanjani
yeah
as our Lord and personal savior not as part of history
yeah
oba singam receive njengabantu bam receive kuma textbook they just know bam but they should the bamukela uJesu as if it's part of history as if uMandela or is whosoever
yabona
or should wasifunisa ukuthi this is how we need to position ourselves kuze uNkulunkulu akhona ukuthi asebenze empilweni zethu number 1 number 2 wasifunisa ukuthi mase sise mase singamandla kaNkulunkulu there are things that we need to abstain from
yeah
gangsterism as you know with the majele ukugcwala ukugcwala gangsterism 26 28 ref 4 ref 5 all these things
no and so when you're not part of a gangster
no I was not part of a gangster especially because ngombele uJesu nyonkosi nomsindisi kwaba lula for me to abstain because now I would live my life according to what God says in his word so mina ithemba lambe kuibhayibheli because nabengathile bengathuli visit ejele ejele abantu bathola ama visit abantu bavakashelwa abalethola izinto abantu balethola amatiki amasha izinto eziningi ezini so mina I was one of those guys bangathuli visit in fact most people bang write off because most ejele if ungathuli visit abantu bathi awona we hope so uyophumela laphi into ezinjalo
yeah
and in that journey then I lost both of my parents in that journey so it was worse but I kept on reading the word of God so ithemba lambe kuyiza uNkulunkulu so mangifuna imotivation mangifuna noma yini ngiya ezwini yabona so siwaqala saba nenkonzo saba nama session and then that's where now uNkulunkulu wakhuluma namangibonisa ukuthi no isikolo it's something engakusebenze and that's why I went to school yabona I thought it's important because I don't take the glory with no mina ngabona kancane kunabanye abantu there should be something eyangenza ukuthi ngi change how I see things which was the word of God and I always be grateful to God what he did in my life
yeah
then fast forward ngaqala ngaye esikoleni ukuya esikoleni was not easy because wokumele ngiqale from grade 10 grade 10 11 12 ngiseje.
So ungene usese young.
Yeah, ngene ngisase ya.
Ungakaqedi nesikole.
I mean ngidrop out ngindaba obugebengu ngisase ngaphandle.
Yeah.
You know, nginga drop out ngiyekela isikole. I didn't even see e value education at that time.
Because bo bamba imali.
I mean besontsha senze yonke lento le. Yonke into besontsha sitshontsha imoto sayjack imoto besenze yonke into ekhohlakela. But now here's the thing, mangicela ukwamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi. Sengibona izinto differently. And also I saw a need to, now I need to, you know, to skill myself. I need to go to school. Then I was in grade 10, 11, 12. And even in that journey, because I remember I was trying to write my notes. Because that's not my textbook. So in textbook, I was trying to write my notes 72 pages.
You copy the whole textbook.
I copy the whole textbook. Yeah. Because when I was going to put me in. You understand?
Yeah.
I copy the whole textbook. But we used to spend more time in the Word of God. And we used to spend more time screaming as well. And we see group in Yan. And I'm not a spare, I'm a slag, I'm a ngati, you know, Yasin Gumas sick, Sao Shili, ah, we pari, ah, I pay me the Zawenzala, look something upon. Because I want to understand the power of God, you know. I change in Pilo Mount. I change like I change.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I experienced. And then fast forward, I'm actually grade 12, yeah. Into the passimetric, the C5, espale ama because the police say UNISA, and into UNISA, I have many nurses. So in nurses, they were saying, "Mau pale 6 subject in one sitting, wa pasa wong, then we qualify for a loan."
Yeah.
Then I qualified for a loan. Then I enrolled for BA in philosophy, politics, and economics. I majored in economics, philosophy, as a second major.
Wow.
And then I had an initial diploma in human resources management.
Mm.
Then I kept on going and also. Teacher, I'm grade 12 and EBIT level 4 in
NQF level.
Kona ngaphakathi.
Wow.
You know, so ngibungusa kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah. Umusa kaNkulunkulu ngempela.
Go ahead. I think the word is simple. I wanted to quote this scripture for him quickly.
Yeah.
That's Galatians 3:13. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. So cursed is everyone who hanged on the tree, you know. So it's simply, it's self-explanatory. It simply means that he became a curse at the tree, at the cross.
Mm.
So Usoli has got no curse in his life anymore, you know.
Yeah.
So as soon as he receives Christ, everything that he went to jail for, it was placed on Christ.
Yeah.
It went to the cross because now the Bible tells us that he needs to repent of his sins.
Mm.
You know, 1 John 1:9, if you repent of your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Mm.
So now when he received Christ, yes, he has to do the time, unfortunately, because as much as Christ takes away the sins, he does not take the punishment that comes with the committing of the crime.
You know,
exactly.
Yes.
So he has to do the time, but he is a sinless man that is doing time.
Yeah.
Because the sin that he came in with has already been withdrawn by Christ. He has been cleansed by his blood. So that curse, everything that he has said, good, I used to be this boy, I used to be that boy.
Mm.
When he received Christ, Christ takes it away. He says something very interesting to say that Unkulunkulu changed his heart. The Bible tells us that the hand of the king is in the heart of the king is in the hand of God.
Yeah.
So he turns it any way he likes. That's God. So God can take away the heart of stone and plant in a heart of flesh.
True.
We see it in the life of Usoli.
Mm.
You know, so this is the Bible coming to life.
Mm.
You know, the word became flesh and dwelled amongst us. This is the example of it.
Yeah.
To say, ukuthi uNkulunkulu akakhulumi manga. When he said that, I will change the heart. I will take away the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. This is exactly what he has done. And so, siyambonga uNkulunkulu for Usoli. You know, there is still a lot that uNkulunkulu is going to do in his life.
Mm.
He has not even started to do the work in this gentleman's life.
And mfundisi mina ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuthi emabandleni siyakwazi ukuthi sibamukele ngoba kuba nzima uma umuntu aphuma ngaphakathi ejele and then azohlangana ne community.
Yes.
Because abanye ngithi ba understand ukuthi what was happening engaphakathi.
Yes.
And then noma esho ukuthi ngishintshile ngimamukela uChrist njengomsindisi bathi hayi lo uyabona ufuna nje ukuthi simamukele
uyabona
ayikho abaningi bayasho ukuthi umuntu maphuma ejele akashintshi uyohlezi enjalo. So I'm happy ukuthi nikhona ningabafundisi. Ukuthi no sizobathatha and then sizobamukela and then sizobabonisa uthando and then siba guide and then sihambe nabo kulendlela. So Butsoli, ngibonile even those young guys uyabavakashela. Yes, you've been there and you know ukuthi ngaphakathi kunjani. 15 years. Is 15 years egcwele or it's 7?
No, no. It's 7 years, 6 months. You have,
oh, 7 years,
so I'm coming up parole, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah. So, labantwana, bona bacabanga ukuthi kukhulu bayasho ngithi it's cool ukubhema intsangu, it's cool ukucala njengezinto ezincane, kodwa bangazi ukuthi uma mhlawumbe isikhathi siloku sihamba kuzokwenzakalani. That is why abanye bagcina bangena kuma drugs and then mosongenile kuma drugs kubanzima because now you need more money. And then mhlawumbe umuntu athi okay, I think it's better ukuthi ngihijack imoto or ngitshontshele abantu izinto ezinjalo. As nawe umuntu ukuthi ngizwile indaba yakho ukuthi wena wabona kumalume ukuthi okay kanti kuphilwa kanje and then wagcina nawe ungenile kulobugebengu, you are hijacking cars, armed robbery. Kodwa uNkulunkulu ngoba unecebo ngempilo yakho wathi hayi wena ngizokuvalela la ngizokubheka wena and then mophuma ukwazi ukuthi uyokhuluma with those young guys. So esikhathini esiningi uma unabo nixoxa bathini labafana?
No, no, siyaxoxa, siyabonisa because you see sometimes mawuxoxa nabantu abantu abaningi bangabu Thomas, so ngiyokhuluma ngento ongazanga uy experience.
Yes,
so mangikhuluma ngeexperience and in ample, I need to be careful how I share my experience.
Yeah.
Because at some point I don't want to be like need to glorify a cry.
Yeah.
You know, but
ngifuna
ukuglorify uNkulunkulu in the whole situation. Ukuthi nabo they don't have to buy a jail. They can still receive Jesus Christ. UNkulunkulu angayichange impilo yabo. So our message is very simple, ukuthi God can change your life in total, meaning completely. You know? And also ama initiative esiwayenzayo. We don't just say ukuthi Kulukulu can do this and that. We try by all means to put together initiatives.
Yeah.
Like as we speak now, Sine Business Summit, which is taking place on the 2nd of April.
Wow.
This 2nd of April.
Yeah.
It is there on Facebook and it's okay now we share with that one by support. So, since I'm initiative, I'm a business seminar, business workshop, you know, so that lay youth, let's see, don't see fundise. See, but I'm going to chase because no send this, but also now more opportunities.
Yeah.
Because you know, what I've realized, Duguti, once over in the kingdom of God, there are opportunities that comes with being in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You understand? So there are certain things that Niaguzo Konugu's access until Uzomugalu chase Niagos no send this simple. I can tell you now, Ijele, it can only rehabilitate you because Ijele number rehabilitation programs. But the transformation, Ibegungungungu.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to abandon Mangene Ijele. But no one can have a program now, but still, they relapse.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because why? Because I have a unkulunkulu.
Yes.
Yes. Unkulunkulu yafuneka empilweni
yakhe. Yeah.
You understand?
That's
because
powerful.
God is the creator. And he's the one, or was he good? And he's the one who's thinking as a gift. He's the one who's calling us. So, unkulunkulu yamdinga unkulunkulu. So, Naguma business seminar wait as fishy.
Yeah.
Pastor JB he said something ukuthi so lento ukuthi sithi a man upstairs or sky daddy it's or nature. We have to say uNkulunkulu simbize simbonge straight.
Yes, singabi namahloni ngaye.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay mfundisi ngicela ukukubamba kancane kumele ngenze kanje asithathe ikhefu kancane sizobuya emveni kwaloko. Okay sina plus minus 10 minutes. Lo 10 minutes mhlambe singawusebenzisa uma ngibuya. Uthanda ukuthi ukhulume naye umfundisi uFakude noButsoli. Ngizoyivulela incingo ku 0123341322 noma uthumele umyalezo wakho ngeWhatsApp ku 0826572729.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
012-334-1322, 012-333-8699, o Magel Tandu Kulumala, no Brasoli, kanye no Mfundisi, o JB Fakude. Sinemzuzu embala mzalwane, so if uTandu Kulumala, akubo ukuthi ushaya manje, noma uthumele i voice note, 082-657-2729. So, Butsoli, ngoba in the past, bo ngondo kulento zama hijacking and whatever.
Kakhulu futhi.
Yes. So, uma kwamanje mhlawumbe unga-advisor abantu abadrivayo ukuthi iziphi izinto okumele bayiqaphele uku-avoid a hijacking, ungathini kubona?
Let me be honest with you. You know, somebody was a question last week, why I'm going to get some advice with how to avoid this. And I said, like, we are going to Tina Masakula, but I was telling you, Gomele Saicha Kabelung. So Tini Kaime to Yonke.
Yeah.
Be sends the balloon in because I was telling you, Tabelung, Iba, you know, Aba sends the good to see the same schools or Slupe, when Basala Masaba, Bas Fidanji.
Yeah.
One that tells you the information is key.
Yeah.
Bas Fidan information. So you was feeling hatred. And no good spegabelung in India.
Yeah.
So you got this chinchy lamanch. And unfortunately, angisungu umuntu obheka ama YouTube ukuthi hey crime yenzwa kanjani. I don't have time for that. You know, I consume only zinto ezizo add i value to what I'm trying to achieve. You know, anything that speaks to personal development is doing isibheka ku YouTube and nezinto engizifundayo. So kuba nzima to advise abantu ukuthi the only thing I advising ningeza abantu ukuthi just themba uNkulunkulu. That's the advice abantu engibanikeza yona. Yabona? Ukuthi bafethu asekele into eziningi ukuthi angifuni ukuhijack, angifuni ukurojwa, angifuni ini. Asiqaleni la. Amukelani uJesu njengeNkosi noMsindisi.
Yeah. Okay.
Yi solution le. Yeah, because remember abanye abantu because mina ngange kudala. So I don't know ukuthi manje kwenzakalani, wabona? I'm no longer in that space where ngikhona ukubona ukuthi sekwenzwa kanjani, kwenzwa kanjani. And besides I'm no longer that person.
Yes.
You understand? Yeah. I'm a new being, you know, in Christ.
A new creation. Yes.
So, those acts that I'm saying, kumbul. Pastor JB once said to me, "Guti, me no mood ma figa. Hey, we are kumbul. We sing songi tang sa kumbul."
No, but most of the time, I'm sa kumbul.
Yeah.
Things have passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We understand.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Good lulile. Ogo ugutu safunda that chapter. Ogo hakelo.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes.
And when we get this kind of platforms.
Yeah.
Ukubonisa abantu uNkulunkulu la ngayichinja impilo yakho. Probably usendlini lapha usebenzi.
Yeah.
Dalo ngasebenzi. Kunezinto eziningi that you are going through. So, thina njengathi so siyakubona ukuthi thina sangena emajele.
Isikhathi
eside.
Nafunda.
Sasinda kuma gangsterism kuyagwazana abantu bayafa kunama sickness yonke into. Masiphuma besingana nendawo zokuhlala. Mina bengana nendawo yokuhlala mangiphuma. Baba inkinga uNkulunkulu wange uyabona. So ngestory sami that tells you good now isimo saNkulunkulu angasichinja.
Hawu
so xa unomsebenzi nyana nje so ufuna ukuzivulala nyana. I mean, come on. Uyabona? So we just share this testimony so good no uNkulunkulu can change your life.
Yes.
Iba patient because now I had to be patient. Ukhuluma nami namhlanje ngiphume 2012 September.
Sure.
Ukhuluma nami 2022.
Yeah.
Ngo March.
And ba ungacabanga ukuthi uzobe uhleli la.
Bengacabanga. And abantu abantu bathi hawu uzobuyela etshele.
Yeah.
Ngaphandle kuyafiwa, ngaphandle ngekulunge, ngebhayibhile, whatever. Like, no, mina ngazi, mina ithemba lami lokuNkulunkulu. Yes. So that's the message nginikeza abantu.
Okay, asiye la kuma WhatsApp ubongani the author uthi we don't lack role models. The question is what type of a role model we looking up to. Okay, waphinda futhi wathumele enye message. I think la ukhuluma ngale yandaba la besikhuluma khona ngokuthi you need a father figure and yonke lento. Okay, uthi we celebrate you, my brother, and the miraculous, glorious working power of God. What a testimony. You did your time. Now you're going forward, or I think going forward is using you in this time and season to convert all those who listen to you. Uthi rise, brother. Okay, le aksione yethu. Okay, lo ufuna something else. Asizwe la i voice note.
Asibingelele inkosazana, sibingelele abefundisi bethu lapho nabalaleli be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba lithokotisa. Manje ke lokuphenduka kuba kumnandi kakhulu uma umuntu usethola iparola le noma athole noloshwele lo yabese ubuya ngaphandle ephendukile. Kuba mnandi kakhulu omunye ubaba waphuthola iparola waphuma wabuya la ngaphandle wazwa ukuthi kuyacashwa kwenye ishopo lapha yani kuyichemist waya khona bamcashe vele ungamzwela lo yababa bamcasha lo yababa basebenze bamfaka la ku stock la ukuthi nguye lo to control stock la nje stock lethe la ishopo manje ubaba wavula ibhizinisi yakhe eceleni khona la lo baba kwabona ukuthi wasengibuyela umuva la. Kodwa uthi ngwabala mathulusi wakhe lele maphilisi okwabala wabala wonke. Bamthuma ngakusasa thambo yothatha amabhokisi lapha endlini. Waya luba wafika wahlephuna la ebhokisini. Uma ebuya walibekanyana lapha yana lokho mnumzana. Kodwa hey hoza siwabale ngwabalile phela ngiyawazi. Wabala thola ukuthi ayishoda kodwa shoda shoda 6 iphi 6. Ngibiza amaphoyisa. Ubaba uthi ngicolela mnumzana. Manje uyabona ke le ndaba leyo izibanzima kakhulu. Athi ngikucoshe noma ngibize amaphoyisa. Athi ngcono ngicoshe mnumzana. Uyabona ke manje ke kuhle ukuthi manje uma sesiphenduka sibe singabaphenduli ngempela. Khani baba ngoza
Kalimambo, Kalimambo, siyabonga, siyabonga mfundisi. Asilalele futhi enye la i voice note.
Sanbonani sisibahle, sanbonani imama dwala neHeidelberg rathanda. Hey ngilokungilalele ngilalele abafundisi molweni bafundisi bami ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu ngiyanibulisa. Ngizwa kahle namlane eRathanda nginondo mntana sisi wami naye uyahlupha yazi. Last week Thursday usha umphakathi wacisha ukumbulala. Batholakele ngezinto bazijontshile. So uyalidinga naye usizo kakhulu. Uyalidinga kakhulu usizo naye. Ngiyathemba ukuthi uma angakhuluma nani Butsoli uzosizakala. UNkulunkulu uzomsiza. Ngiyacela bazalwane, ngiyacela. Ngiyacela. Nayo ke wavalelwa nje kaningi. Ngiyacela nje. Ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu ngathanganisiza nesiza nabanye. Hey. Ngiyabonga.
Okay.
Ngikhona la nami Rathanda. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu, ngiyambonga. Ngiyathemba ukuthi mangakhuluma nani pastor angaba right. Yeah,
okay, ma siyabonga kakhulu. Nizowashiya ngithi ama number mhlawumbe abantu uma bethanda ukukhuluma nani and then nibone ukuthi ningabasiza kanjani. Plus iRathanda se Israel ne?
Isn't in Mpumalanga or something? I'm not sure.
Rathanda, I think it's next to Heidelberg.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Angikho sure ke lapho.
Yeah, I think so.
Sikuphi? Mara ayikunankinga, angisho ucingo likhona.
Yes.
So sizoshiya ucingo lethu and then bazosithinta whenever and then sizokwazi ukuthi sichumane nabo and then sibone ukuthi singasiza kuphi nathi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, uPastor Mondle Dlamini uthi the story is better told by those who traveled it. Uthi God can change your life. Thank you, Brother Soli. And omunye la uthi, I love and appreciate the show, especially Soli and the pastor. Uthi inspirational. Landolin Maketa. Ya ubethumele futhi nala ku Facebook uthi sisibahle, what an awesome session with Pastor Soli. I hope my mom is listening, as we have a family member we are believing God to save. And then Maureen Lana uthi, good day bahle and your guests. God is faithful, kanete. For some reason, every time I watch the news and see all that is happening and perpetrators being arrested, I always say it's okay for them to be arrested. Prison ministry is waiting for them. God has a plan, and he never fails. Glory be to God alone. Uzandi Zwani uthi, the God of second chances. Powerful testimony, Brasoli. Okay, tingbona ukuthi ngala ku Facebook ukukhona futhi okunye. Yeah, okay, ngathi sengiyifundile yonke imyalezo. Okay, umam Landolin Maketa naye ngiyacabanga ukuthi unenkinga efana neyaka mama Loyana wase Ratanda. Yeah, okay, tingiye la elayinini. Sawubona, dumelo semoyeni. Sawubona.
Hello.
Hello. Ngiyaphila, wena unjani ma? Oh, uprese nefonini. Oh, so this is the music. Okay, uzophinda ufone futhi ne ma? Yeah, I don't know ukuthi kunento ayipressile la engekho right. Okay, I hope my mom Agnes Bakis is listening. She needs to know ukuthi there is hope for ex-convict. Okay, kusho ukuthi ke umama la the wayechaza ngakhona kune family member
okuthi, yeah.
No, I think we ex-convict.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, seka ngaphandle, but ngiyacabanga ukuthi impilo yakhe ayikahlangani.
Oh, yeah, yes. you are right.
Yeah. Okay, tisibuyele futhi la elayinini. Sawubona, Dumela.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello, mama.
Ngiyabonga ukuzwa ubufakazi. Lo bufakazi lobu bungibeka ekutheni ngingene, bese ngiyasho ukuthi manje lo bhuti lo okhuluma ukuthi uNkulunkulu umsize kangakanani, kusho ukuthi imfundo yakhe ibingekho ngaphandle, kodwa phakathi wayithola. Singumndeni, ngathi cishe umndeni wethu so omningi uye waphelela ngaphakathi. Ma uphuma, uphuma nevangeli. Thina esithole ivangeli ngaphandle, nabo basifake ivangeli. Lelo vangeli lelo liyasukumeza langaphakathi, ngoba mabafika bayalifaka basasefresha. Ngisho masebalifakile, then thina masingena siye emasontweni, liyasukumeza ngoba baphinde bakhumbule le zinto babezenza, kodwa sebakhohlwa lo Kristu Jesu owabasiza ukuthi bahlale eNkosini. Ngakho siyambonga umfowethu yena ozohlala eNkosini, kodwa-ke angakhohlwa ukwazisa abanye ukuthi nangabe bokungasiwuye noJesu, ngabangiqedanga imfundo yami ukuthi bekangivulela izindlela ukuthi ngiyofunda ngaphakathi. Inkosi yamsamayini busise. Nobaba, ngiyabonga ukuthi manje abe yimfundiso okhotho kangaka. Yes.
Sikuzwa kahle mama, and into ishoyo i-profound kakhulu ukuthi kusho ukuthi imfundo yakhe beyingekho ngaphandle, uyithole ngaphakathi. Yebo, wow, that's powerful. Siyabonga kakhulu ma.
Kunomhlabelelo othi, I know the Lord will make a way for me.
Yes.
So bukwindlela ongathi sonke singathatha le ndlela kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Ngoba sibheka la, kanti yena uyibeke kwenye indawo, bese ngoba umamukele usabe ukuhamba le ndlela yakhe.
Wow. God bless you, mama. blood.
First time ngingena sikubahle.
Mama?
Inkosi kwenze kahle. Ngiyaqala ukungena.
Ah. Siyakwamukela ungene every Sunday kusukela manje.
Ngiyabonga. Now sengikhulile ke.
Okay, thank you mama.
Ngilalela ngikhalela ngithi inkosi kanti why ungangeni?
Ungangeni, hayi naku songenile ke namhlanje.
Ngenze bawo.
Amen.
Ngikusebenzele. Ngiyabonga ba.
Ngibonga thina mama. All right. Utsiri Monkwe, uthi powerful testimony. I met Brother Soli in person. He is a very humble man of God. I lapho yakufakazela nami SCTD uthi he's a businessman who makes a difference in the lives of many people and inspiration to many. Obangani the author uthi he looks good foot yas lo but hey but Soli amuzo uthi
No.
Uthi lo but he looks good. Hey, iqiniso lelo. Uthi ngimbonile ku Facebook.
Gezana, yebo ugezana.
Uthi uJesu uyagezana, yazi siyambongisa ubafo, uthi ndlondlobala. Ehhe. Eish, isikhathi sethu yabani sona esinomona bafundisi, sona esinomona. So, brief nje kwamanje wenzani uSoli?
Okay, kwamanje sikhona lapha kumbono media. And also kakhulu ngifuna ukuencourage abantu ukuthi nge second ka April, please check my Facebook uzobona iposter sine business seminar. That business seminar leya ine shuti uNkulunkulu khona kuyo.
Yeah.
Ufuna ukuchange izimo zabantu abaningi.
Yes.
So they cannot miss that that opportunity to be part of the Ekurhuleni Business Summit.
Okay.
Yeah, into sifokase kuyo manje.
Wonke umuntu angeza.
Wonke umuntu angeza. Ama details akhona ku poster.
Yeah, and then bazoxhumana nawe futhi. Yeah, uzowashiya ama number ngithi.
Uzowashiya ama
number. Okay, mfundisi in closing.
In closing, sisi, I just want to say these few words because ngithema ngimamela I can pick up a common problem nabantu abaningi like the first ubaba lo esimameli voice over yakhe ukhala ngokuthi a guy bamqasha aqeda ukuphuma nani and then no mama naye wakhala ngokuthi umfana uphumile but makabuya ngaphandle and then umtholile uJesu ngaphakathi but then somehow they get to lose it mabafika la ngaphandle.
Yeah,
so this well amagama wami oku-encourage ukuthi izwi lapha ku-Romans 12 verse 2 it tells us ukuthi we are not supposed to conform to the things of the world but we need to transform.
Yeah,
so we need to do a transformation by the renewing of the mind.
Amen.
So a lot of people, that's where they lack. They receive Christ and then somehow they get left at the door.
Yeah,
you know, so they never got to walk into the kingdom, but they receive him at the cross and then they think they have done it all.
Yeah,
that is just the entrance to the kingdom. You know, the cross is the entrance to the kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then now the renewing of the mind has to come so that you don't lose the seed. You protect the seed because now you have received something that is fragile. You are still a baby. You are new. You need to be cleaned up. You need your pampers needs to be changed and be fed and everything else. So what I'm saying, ukuthi people need to be patient in abantu abaqeda ukwamukela uJesu, abantu abaqeda ukuphuma emajele, but make sure ukuthi labo bantu labo baba feed ngezwi all the time and then they keep on encouraging them into the things of God and plant them at the church because most of them baphuma ku ministry inside but ngaphandle they don't have a word based church.
Yeah.
So they need a word based church.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm encouraging people ukuthi ama families open the doors to these people. No, sometimes they come back kuma families abangamazi uJesu. So it becomes a problem. But if your family knows Jesus and then you are an ex-con, you come back, let the family plant you as a church elazi uNkulunkulu elifundisa izwi likaNkulunkulu so that nawe izinto ophila impilo iphilayo ngaphandle ukwazi ukuthi uphile impilo ehambisana noJesu nesiphambano. So my last words nje ukuthi I encourage people to constantly speak about the word of God and don't shy away ukuthi ubani kwenzakaleni in prison, and then how do you need help today moving forward? Because even my brother Usoli here, if he did not renew his mind, he would have fallen back to the very same things that he used to do.
True.
But it comes with the renewing of the mind.
Yes.
Ngiyabonga sis.
Wow. Sis Naomi, the pleasant one, Mbamba, uthi some ex-offenders teaches us ukuthi God's plan are higher than us. Mm. Okay, ukhayele to Malum Prince Ngwenya uthi indoda emadodeni, I learned so much in this man. UNkulunkulu aqhubeke ayandisele, ayivulele nezinhlanhla, akwande Mr. Nkhalabi. Thank you so much. Sicela icontact yakho, ba contacta kuphi?
All right. Facebook uSolo Nkhalabi, even Instagram and Twitter, and then inumber is
083-697-9815.
Instagram Jabu Fagude, and my telephone number is 082-467-9821. And yeah, same WhatsApp as well. You can WhatsApp me on the very same number.
Okay.
And then we'll be in touch with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabo.
I'll qhubeka lihambe ivangeli, Brasoli, qhubeka. Uyazini, fly.
Thank you,
sis. Fly higher. Yes, abantu babone ukuthi oku impossible kubantu kuNkulunkulu kupossible. Yes.
Thank you.
Bless you. Isikhathi ke sithi 12 after 4 o'clock, singenile ku the last hour. Ku last hour ngezo bengino Mr. Joe Phalwani. Namuhla ke sithi dream big, fly high, and then sizobuka ukuthi how to achieve high flying success, especially now as sibhekane with ngathi nje global and personal crisis. So sizoy discuss ake le ndaba naye until 5 o'clock. Lingasuka iphondo lakho, alihlale lapho ku AM 657. Nango ke u Alvin Slaughter uthi there is power in the name of Jesus.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.